Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Lonzo and I take a look at a couple of socially ambiguous situations and try to determine who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. Let's take a look at it. We start with this one, Lonzo. Let's do a sports one. We rarely get a sports one in here. 39-year-old man has a son named Colt. Colt's a 14-year-old basketball player. He says he's very good, like really good. Started his freshman season as the best player on the junior high team, and the varsity coach called him up to be a reserve player on varsity. He says that he and his ex were engaged when they were 24. They were happy until they learned that she couldn't have kids. He always wanted kids on his own. It ended up being the issue that split them apart. Had the kid, and now his kid is playing basketball. I said, at first, I didn't bring anything up with her husband. The ex's husband is now Colt's coach, right? Small town basketball, baby. Said, assume we were all old enough now that things were in the past, but from the first game, I've been wrong. Colt has barely played all season. He went from starting a year ago and leading the team in points to not playing at all. After about five games, I went to the coach's office. He said Colt needed to have a better attitude and be more consistent. He said, I asked the coach specifically what his advice would be, and the coach gave some, quote, BS non-informative answer, end quote, and then I knew that my ex was doing this. So I went to the school's AD, laid out the situation. He said he was shocked because he knew Colt was a good player and it didn't make sense. Basically says the AD started watching the game and the AD fired the coach. Now the ex is mad. The current girlfriend is mad because she feels like he overstepped the boundary and didn't let Colt learn the lessons of being frustrated at being a bench player, etc. He says, am I the jerk for getting the coach fired when he's clearly benched my son on drama and not performance?
No, he is the face, and here's the reason why. I mean, this could have turned out differently. It could have turned out that he's just being typical sports dad, but obviously there's some validity to his accusations, or the coach wouldn't have been fired, because the athletic director could have watched the games and went, nah, this guy's just, yeah, he just wants his son to play. I mean, all those, well, my first thought is, are they all related? Which is like a totally different story and would end up in West Virginia or Kentucky or somewhere. You're trying to find a joke there. You'll get it eventually. He's the dad is the face. And the fact that other people, if the ex is upset, who cares? Now, I am a little confused, though. Who's the actual mom? Is the ex the mom?
The ex is the mom.
Okay. So, you know, you can look at it in...
No. Sorry. The current girlfriend is the mom.
Okay. Then you know, forget
that.
So
he left the first girl because she couldn't have kids. He went and had a kid. Then he got back together with the first woman, who is now the ex, left her again and went back to the mom of the basketball player. So he's been with both of these women two different times. First with the ex, then with the new girl to have the kid, then back to the ex, then back to the girl he had the kid.
Really what this is all about, this is about the kid more than anything. And the kid was, there are life lessons that sometimes, you know, you might be the best and you'll get treated a certain way and won't get to excel. True. But in this case, the dad's the hero to that kid because he saw that he was being wronged and he was right. And he went and he took action. He didn't get the guy fired. The coach who had him not playing got himself fired by doing that.
Yeah, I agree. If the AD hadn't gotten as involved as he did,
right,
that's when I'd go, are you sure you're not just being the dad who's like, my kid's great, why isn't he playing? Because I've been around those guys, right? Like I used to coach Little League ball and I've had the pair. I had one coaching baseball, as a matter of fact, had one parent who every game was like, why isn't my kid pitching? Why isn't my kid pitching? Why isn't my kid pitching? And the reason was because your kid stinks and he's not a pitcher. He's a good little role player. I put him out in right field and he's a good little outfielder, but he was a terrible pitcher. So after a while, Lonzo, I literally had to tell this dad, because your son's not a good pitcher and I'm not going to put a bad pitcher out there. The dad went and complained to the Little League director, whatever. And the guy came to me, was like, are you sure it's for another rest? Like, kid's not a good pitcher. Ultimately, though, I decided that the best way to handle it, I'll let his kid pitch.
Was to let him pitch and let everyone else see.
And his kid got shelled. He got shelled in that game. And this was not like a...
Did
like
he blame it on the coaching?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, if you coach him to be a better pitcher.
No. He's not good. All my other pitchers were good. Yours isn't. He got shelled. And the thing that sucked was I had to let that little kid get absolutely shellacked and embarrassed to prove a point to make his dad stop. Because the dad would do this openly at practice, right? This wasn't like calling me and being like, hey, Rob, can I talk to you about this away from the team? No, he'd do it at practice. All right, dude. You went Georgie to get shelled. I'll let it happen. All right. Here's an interesting one, Zoe. 25-year-old lady lives with a 27-year-old lady. She says that she gets up to use the restroom 2 to 3 times per night. All right. She's got a small bladder. She said that we live in an older apartment. It's got older plumbing. And when I flush the toilet, that it makes quite a bit of noise, right? Throughout the whole apartment, because it's just old plumbing. She said, my roommate has requested that I either stop using the restroom at night or not flushing the toilet when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Just get up and flush it in the morning. She says that she claims that when she uses the restroom, the odor from the leftovers would come into my bedroom. So I have to flush the toilet at night, but I do it 2-3 times a night. The roommate has said, please stop flushing the toilet at night because you wake me up every time you do because the plumbing is loud. This one's a tough one, Lonzo. Is she a heel for using the restroom and not being willing to save it and flush it all down in the morning? Or does the roommate need to be under more understanding that, hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go?
First of all, if you are just going number one, why does it smell so bad? what are you doing? That's what I want to know. What's the diet like that it smells so bad? Because it should just be water waste and it shouldn't smell so bad that it wafts into the... So I think you're a heel for not wanting to wait till the morning to flush.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I'll tell you, I get up to pee like once or twice a night easy, right? And so when it, I...
Nobody here is surprised.
I know, right? When I stay at the lady friend's house, right, and I got to go in the back, I will get up and go to the bathroom on the other side of the house because I don't want to wake her up flushing the toilet because she otherwise would sleep through it. This woman has her own private bathroom. What else do you want her to do? I agree. I would definitely go find out why. Texter says, if it's yellow, let it mellow. Not a big deal. She's a heel. By the way, beautifully constructed text.
That's awesome. That
beautifully
really
constructed text. But no, I might
turn that into a jingle later.
I would absolutely say that the lady who's going to the bathroom is the heel in this situation. They make a product, Lonzo, called Poopery, and it works like a charm. You spray it before you go, and then again after you go, and it seals in the odors. Works like a dream. I've got it on hand both at the girlfriend's house and at my apartment. Get you some Poopery and just flush it all in the morning. You're the heel. Absolutely.
Yeah, does it make a sound when you spray it, though?
Yeah, it's just a little spritz bottle. Yeah,
I know. Oh, it's spritz.
Yeah, it's a little spritz bottle.
Spritz, that's different.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's a game changer here, ladies and gentlemen. She's the heel. All right, here's one more. 32-year-old man is engaged to a 34-year-old woman. They've been married for about a year. They've been dating for 3. She has a 12-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. She says that his fiance and her ex, who is the child's father, have a good co-parenting relationship. Says, I'm not worried about her like cheating on me, but on Sundays, they go have family dinner. The dad, the mom, and the kid, while the current fiance is just left to his own devices. He says, I'm not insecure about it. I'm not worried about it. He goes, it's a little weird that she's like, no, Sunday, every Sunday is for me, my kid, and the kid's dad. And it's like from Sunday at like 4 in the afternoon until nighttime, they go do a separate thing, right? He says, I'm not invited. They want it to just be their family. I'm not allowed to be there. He said, so instead, on Sundays, he goes and he hangs out with his buddies. He said the wife started asking him, what do you do on Sundays when I'm with the ex and the daughter on family night? And he told her, don't worry about it. Because literally all he does is go to his buddies, play Xbox, and partake in recreational leaf burning, if you get my drift. He said, don't worry about it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not cheating on you. But you don't need to worry about where I am. You're off doing your own thing. Who's the face? Who's the hero here, Zoe?
Well, first of all, you should share everything. It sounds like they're both trying to be, well, the guy sounds like he's being vindictive to a certain degree. You're not telling me what you're doing, so I'm not telling you what I'm doing. And I think the better move for him is to tell her exactly what he's doing. And that would put everything on her, including the guilt that should be there. But in the other sense, it's good to have a father in the life of a child, even though the father is not completely in their lives anymore. And I think it's commendable that they're doing that. But it is weird that she's not letting him know what they do other than go out to eat.
She is a mega nuclear ultra heel here.
I haven't said who, but you go ahead.
No. Okay. Am I wrong?
Yeah. She's the heel.
Okay. All right.
She absolutely is the heel. She wants to be able to do things her way, but she wants him to do things her way also. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you have got a man in your life who's like, I love you, and I know it's not my daughter, but I'm going to treat her like she is, and wants to be part of the life, then you bring him to that dinner too, right? Like, it's fine, and it's good that you leave dad in the picture. If you have a good enough relationship that you and your ex can co-parent, great, that's awesome. But if you are going to bring new guy into a relationship with you and your daughter, you have got, they're engaged. This is not like we just started dating and she does it. That would be a different story. But y'all are engaged, right? What you are setting up here is a situation where daughter does not recognize stepdad as anything other than mom's boyfriend, and it is going to cause you tons of problems down the line, right? I'm not saying you can't have time with just actual dad, but you're creating landmines here between stepdad and daughter. But more importantly than that, if you are just saying, we have family night, you're not invited, we're going to dinner, and that's the end of it, why is it cool that you get to go off with this other guy and do your own thing, but he's a bad guy for going to smoke weed and play video games and not tell you where he is? No. He's doing that to prove the point. You either make him part of the activity, you describe elaborately what's going on and where you are, or you don't get to worry about what he is. You don't get it both ways. She's a mega heel.
You need to bring him along so he stays off the weed.
She said, no, I mean, dude, if he wants to burn some leaves, let him burn some leaves. He ain't hurt nobody.
If he's there with you, he's not
absolutely
doing that.
If it bothers you that he's doing that, then invite him. Otherwise, get off his case. Texas says she's the heel, but the guy's an absolute moron for not getting out of there 3 months into that relationship. No, I mean, look, if you're just dating a girl and she's got a kid and they spend time with the dad, that is what it is. You either are comfortable with that or you're not. But once it's become we live separate lives from stepdad, that's where it's the problem. Michigan J. Todd says, our family rule for the nighttime bathroom visit was, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And I think that's pretty universal, right?
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.